Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. We begin a new series called Great Hymns Under Writers. And we begin this first podcast in the series with the hymn Jehovah Sikenu. This hymn was written by Robert Murray McShane. It was on the 18th of November 1843, while recovering from a bout of fever that was to cut short his life in its 30th year, that Robert Murray McShane wrote the words of his famous hymn, which serve as a window to his thought in the great matter of his soul's salvation. McShane was an upright sinner in the early years of his life, and indeed, he tells us, was often mistaken for a Christian on account of his religious way of living. But his righteousness was his own self-righteousness, and any thought of needing Christ's righteousness and merits to atone for his sins had not yet manifested itself into his mind and heart. I once was a stranger, McShane wrote. I once was a stranger to grace and to God. I knew not my danger and felt not my load, though friends spoke in rapture of Christ on the tree. Jehovah Sikenu was nothing to me. For all his open religion, McShane was a stranger, both to the grace of God and the God of grace, and the reason he remained a stranger was on account of the absence of any burden of sin, such as had laid heavily on the shoulders of old John Bunyan's pilgrim. He was as yet in no sense of danger, that he was by nature among the children of wrath, even as others, and where there is no knowledge of any danger from the wrath to come, there is no fleeing from that wrath. His own righteousness, his own works, his own efforts, his own religion was sufficient for him at this point in his life. And the righteousness of God, Jehovah Sikenu, the Lord, my righteousness, as he says, meant nothing to me. Oh yes, McShane could be affected by the cross and the thought of Christ dying there. And how we need to appreciate the facet of our human nature in our modern day's approach to evangelism. For not everyone who is affected by the death of Christ is saved by the death of Christ. Listen to what McShane tells us. Like tears from the daughters of Zion that roll, I wept as the waters went over his soul, yet thought that my sins had nailed to the tree. Jehovah Sikenu, 'twas nothing to me. How affected, indeed, this hardened sinner was by the general doctrine of the blood-stained cross of the dear Son of God. But there was as yet no particular application of that cross to his own heart. He had yet to learn the truth, Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me. He had still to bow under the burden of guilt that he, it was, who had pointed the nail and fixed the thorn. But exalt free grace, McShane seems to be saying to us as he comes to the turning point in this hymn, which relates to the same turning point in his life. How does a sinner begin to see the danger that he is in by nature when under the condemnation and wrath of God? Only when God's most holy law begins to shudder and shake the sin-hardened conscience so that we realize that it is appointed unto men once to die and after death the judgment. And this law work, let us never forget it, is the prerogative working of God's Holy Spirit in the lives of those vessels of mercy afore prepared unto glory. When free grace awoke me, by light from on high, says McShane, for the grace that awakens the self-righteous sinner to see his need of the righteousness of God in Christ to save his soul is just as sovereign and free as every other grace that comes to him from the hand of omnipotence. When free grace awoke me, by light from on high, then legal's fear shook me. I trembled to die. No refuge, no safety in self could I see. Jehovah Sikenu, my Saviour, must be. This is the course that McShane's pilgrimage in salvation took. From the sinner depending on his own self-righteousness, to the saint depending on nothing short of the very righteousness of God itself. This alone underlies the God-honouring life that this choice servant of God lived, and which must motivate every professing child of God that would live righteously in Jesus Christ. Not my own righteousness, but the Lord's righteousness. This alone brings the guilty sinner before the face of God, against whom he has sinned in thought, in word, in deed, that he is accepted in the Beloved, and that the name of Christ is the password of heaven that gains him entrance at last. So McShane discovered. Even treading the valley of the shadow of death, this watchword shall rally my faltering breath, for while from life's fever my God sets me free, Jehovah Sakenu my death song shall be. This watchword, says McShane, for indeed he entitled his hymn Jehovah Sakenu, the watchword of the reformers, and it was that very thing. Ask Luther or Calvin or Knox where their hope of salvation lay. Ask them as they handle the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ask them as they pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Their answer is McShane's answer. This watchword shall rally my faltering breath. Jehovah Sakenu, the Lord my righteousness. As another great hymn puts it, I stand upon his merits. I know no other stand, not e'en where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. Not only in this life is there but one true refuge of the soul, one covering for our sin, one shelter in a time of storm, but when from life's fever my God sets me free, Jehovah Sakenu my death song shall be. Two other verses of the original hymn, which don't appear in the average hymn book, also speak clearly of the same doctrine of our acceptance before God only through the merits of Christ. I oft read with pleasure to soothe or engage Isaiah's wild measure in John's simple page, but e'en where they picture the blood-sprinkled tree, Jehovah Sakenu seems nothing to me. Jehovah Sakenu seemed nothing to me. Jehovah Sakenu, my treasure and boast, Jehovah Sakenu, I ne'er can be lost. In thee I shall conquer by flood and by field. My cable, my anchor, my breastplate and shield. These are simple thoughts on a very deep truth. May the Lord bless them to our hearts and our minds. And may we indeed trust only in Jehovah Sakenu. The Lord is my righteousness. Amen. This has been another podcast from The Wicket Gate magazine, which can be found on the internet at wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Bye.